Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Christy Henry, your community health educator here at Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in to Health Talk today. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week, we will discuss your health questions, check out the latest fitness tips, and share a healthy recipe provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. If you have a question, you can email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com and I'll get your question on the air. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
Here at Jay County Hospital, we are proud to recognize Cardiac Rehabilitation Week, which occurs in February each year. Here with us today is Tammy Mullenkamp, registered nurse and manager of the Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehabilitation Program.
The perfect gift this Valentine's Day is the gift of heart health. Along with Valentine's Day, February marks American Heart Month, a great time to commit to a healthy lifestyle and make small changes that can lead to a lifetime of heart health. Heart disease is the leading cause of death for men and women. One in every three deaths in the United States is from heart disease and stroke, which is approximately 2,200 deaths per day. Small changes can make a big difference. Schedule a visit with your doctor to talk about your heart health. It's important to schedule regular checkups even if you think you are not sick. Partner with your doctor or primary care provider to set goals for improving your heart health. And don't be afraid to ask questions and trust their advice. Be sure you know your blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and body mass index and what you can do to improve them. Add exercise to your daily routine. Being physically active is important to prevent heart disease and stroke. Start off the month by walking 15 minutes three times a week. By mid-month, increase your time to 30 minutes three times a week. To improve overall cardiovascular health, the American Heart Association recommends at least 150 minutes a week of moderate exercise or 75 minutes a week of vigorous exercise, or you could do a combination of moderate and vigorous. 30 minutes a day, five times a week, is an easy goal to remember. You will also experience benefits even if you divide your time into two or three segments of 10 to 15 minutes per day. Increase healthy eating. Limit your sodium, sugar, saturated fats, and trans fats in your diet. Cook heart-healthy meals at home at least three times a week and make your favorite recipe lower in sodium and fats. For example, swap out salt for fresh or dried herbs and spices. Eating an overall healthy dietary pattern that emphasizes a variety of fruits and vegetables, whole grains like brown rice, quinoa, whole grain pasta, low-fat dairy products like skim or 1% milk or dairy products, skinless poultry and fish, especially fish containing omega-3 fatty acids like salmon, trout, herring, or tuna. Add nuts and legumes and use non-tropical vegetable oils like canola or olive oils. Remember that it's your overall pattern of your choices that counts. Another change that can make a big difference is to quit smoking. If you currently smoke, quitting can cut your risk for heart disease and stroke. Smoking by itself increases the risk of heart disease. Speak to your primary care provider about medication options that may help. You can go to cdc.gov website, which is the Center for Disease Control. They have a smoking and tobacco use website. Or you can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Jay County Hospital also offers a smoking cessation program to assist you as well. Take your medication as prescribed by your physician. Talk with your doctor about the importance of high blood pressure and cholesterol medications. If you're having trouble taking your medicines on time or if you're having side effects, ask your doctor for help. Don't just stop taking them on your own. Try to control your stress. Sometimes it's hard to completely avoid stress, but learning how to manage it can help protect you from the harmful effects on your heart. Here are some positive healthy habits you may want to develop to help avoid or decrease your stress levels. Talk with your family and friends about things that are bothering you. Engage in daily physical activity. Try to laugh. Watch a good movie, something that makes you laugh. Give up bad habits such as smoking or heavy caffeine use. And try to get enough sleep every night. Know the signs of a heart attack. Heart disease symptoms occur when the heart muscle doesn't get as much blood and oxygen as it needs. This usually happens because one or more of your heart's arteries that supply blood to the heart muscle is narrowed or blocked. Here are some symptoms to watch for. Chest discomfort. It can feel like an uncomfortable pressure, heaviness, tightness, squeezing, fullness, burning, aching, or pain. Sometimes described as an elephant sitting on my chest. You may have discomfort in other areas of the upper body. This pain or discomfort may radiate from the chest to these areas, or the symptoms can be localized to any of the following areas. One or both arms, shoulders, back, neck. You may have a jaw ache, stomach, throat, elbow, wrists. You might also have shortness of breath, sometimes described as it takes my breath away. Indigestion is also another symptom. This type of indigestion is usually unrelieved with antacids, can be described as an abdominal bloating or fullness, and some people describe it like they were eating Tums like it was candy. Other symptoms may occur at the same time. These may include extreme fatigue, tiredness, exhaustion, sweating, nausea, lightheadedness, or increased or irregular heart rate. If you or someone you're with has these symptoms, especially one or more of the symptoms, don't wait longer than a few minutes before calling for help. Call 911. Get to a hospital right away. Jay County Hospital Cardiac Rehab Program is a comprehensive outpatient program that consists of a monitored exercise program, cardiac education, and risk factor modification. It is designed to limit the adverse physical and emotional effects of cardiac illness, control cardiac symptoms, reduce the risk of relapse or recurrence, and enhance the patient's quality of life. We are located in the Jay Family Medicine Building beside Jay County Hospital. There is a separate entrance just east of the main physician office entrance marked pulmonary and cardiac rehab. The program is designed for individuals with known cardiovascular disease, including, but not limited to, coronary artery disease with a recent heart attack, recent stent, balloon angioplasty, or other percutaneous interventions, recent bypass surgery, heart valve surgery, heart or heart-lung transplant, current stable angina, and stable heart failure. Patients will begin the cardiac rehab program through a referral from their physician. Patients will attend 2 to 3 times a week, up to 12 weeks as needed. If you feel you are eligible, feel free to call our office for any questions. 260-726-1943. We can assist you with the referral process. Services include an individualized treatment plan, a monitored exercise program supervised by a registered nurse, an education program on heart disease and risk factor management, individualized home exercise program created by our exercise physiologist, smoke cessation counseling, nutritional classes with our staff registered dietitian, and referrals to individually needed resources. Cardiac rehab offers one-on-one interaction with our healthcare staff, providing personal and emotional support on the road to recovery.
We want to thank Tammy for being with us today. And in conclusion of the discussion on heart health, what can we do to be prepared? First, know the warning signs. You can make a plan and discuss it in advance with your family, your friends, your coworkers, and your doctor. Then you can rehearse this plan just like a fire drill. Keep it simple. Know the warning signs. Stay calm. Keep important medical information readily available, such as a medication list and dosages, allergies to medications, food, or others, and a medical history. If you have any symptoms of a heart attack for a few minutes, no more than 5, call the EMS by dialing 911 right away. If your doctor has prescribed nitroglycerin pills, you should follow your doctor's orders. If you're not sure about how to take your nitroglycerin when you get chest pain, check with your doctor.
I'm Lily Henry, a first grader at General Shanks Elementary, here to share a heart healthy kid friendly recipe called Healthy Banana Split Bites. Ingredients: 1 cup vanilla yogurt, 1 cup fruit flavored yogurt, 2 medium bananas, 2 cups strawberries, 1/2 cup chopped nuts, 1 cup large chocolate chips, 1/4 cup coconut flakes, 12 cupcake liners. Directions: in the bottom of a cupcake liner, scoop flavored yogurt, top yogurt with slices of bananas. Mash some strawberries for strawberry sauce. Scoop strawberry sauce on top of bananas. Top sauce with slices of strawberries. Add 1 scoop of vanilla yogurt. Add more sliced bananas and strawberries. Melt some chocolate chips and drizzle over the top. Sprinkle with walnuts and coconut. Place in freezer for 2 hours. Happy Valentine's Day!
Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you've missed any part of our show, you can listen to it on our website at jcountyhospital.com. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.